tuning in to Rosie on the House this morning. We're broadcasting live from the Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Business Expo. And we're here taking your questions about home improvement. If you'd like to give us a call, the number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. We're here with John Elliott that just joined us here at our broadcast booth. John, thanks for taking time to visit with us. I know you're running like a wild man here, pretty busy, a promoter for the Verde Valley Business Expo. Tell us a little bit about this expo.
Well, this is the first annual expo. This is our first one in 7 years.
Let's see. There we go. Work.
Go ahead.
All right. That's much better. So this is the first one in 7 years. This is our first annual. We already have a number of vendors that are happy to come back and do it again. We just opened up maybe 20 minutes ago. We already had about 50 people just walk through the gate already. So okay. It's turned out to be a great event so far.
It's for homeowners in the Yavapai, Coconino County area, the Verde Valley area.
Yeah, homeowners in the Verde Valley area, business owners. We have a little bit of everything for business owners. We have some nonprofit organizations, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Hand of Grace, a lot of outreach stuff. Habitat's out here as well. So.
And you've got vendors in this building, in the next building, and in the common area in between.
We got vendors
name
everywhere.
Some of the vendors. Somebody's out there cooking hot dogs.
Yeah, we have Yavapai Bottle Gas cooking hot dogs, giving those away for free today for lunch. We got a couple other food vendors, more hot dogs, hamburgers, fry bread, just a little bit of everything for everybody that's hungry.
And you're open 9 to 5 today.
9 to 5 and 9 to 4 tomorrow.
9 to 4. Cost for admission?
This is completely free to everybody. Parking's free, so everybody's welcome to come on out and see what we got.
All the homeowners are invited to come on out to the first Verde Valley Business Expo at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds. You're looking to make this a regular event.
We are.
All right. Fantastic. Well, John, I wish you the best of luck. It brings the home shows to the smaller communities. I understand you've got plans for bringing this format to other areas in Arizona as well.
We are. We're currently talking with several cities to keep it in the small town areas, focus on local businesses, growing them, so we're not bringing in businesses from big corporations from out of state. We want to keep the focus on local businesses and the community and help the community and the local businesses grow together.
Fantastic. John Elliott, promoter for the Verde Valley Business Expo, being conducted this weekend at Verde Valley Fairgrounds in Cottonwood. The address is 800 East Cherry Street, Cottonwood. Very easy to find. Come on through the gates of the fairgrounds and drive on back to the larger buildings in the back of the fairgrounds, and you'll find us all parked and set up inside the buildings. Vap coolers on. Don't be afraid of the heat. It's absolutely deliciously comfortable inside this building.
It's very nice.
Very nice. So, John, again, thanks. Congratulations on getting the tradition started again.
Thanks for having us.
All right, man. Thank you. We appreciate the invite of you having joined us. We're going to have the mayor of Camp Verde on here in just a minute, Charlie German, and he's going to talk a little bit about everything else that's going on in the community. But right now, we're here to take your calls on home remodeling, home improvement, 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a project started or a project you're contemplating to get started, give us a ring. We'd love to hear from you. So we were talking a little bit earlier about a consumer alert that I think needs to really be shouted out quite loudly. We've got company coming in town from the Midwest that's representing themselves as a whole house energy holistic company. They invite you to dinner, and they proceed to convince you through very, very skewed data the need for certain things at your house. And I could only ask you to please proceed with caution. Don't sign anything right there at the dinner. Look at it. Call me during the week. Let's talk through it like I did with about a half a dozen people this week. And there wasn't one instance where someone bought one thing they needed.
And a lot of times it's products that seem like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like the solar-powered attic fan. You know, it air's up there, it's hot, move out the hot air, and it's going to cool down their attic temperature, which will keep your house cooler. Well, if you did keep your attic temperature cooler, yes, it would, but there's a different way to do that. They're doing it with cathedral-style insulation. Now, it's not a great retrofit application, but new builds, it's really proving to be great. What happens when you put a fan in the attic is you suck the air out. Well, that air has to come from somewhere. It's going to start coming from your home. So you're actually sucking air-conditioned air into your attic space. So it creates a cost for you. And you think, well, how could it possibly suck air through all that insulation and through all that drywall? Well, that air has to come from somewhere, and it does. You can see it in a lot of the building science. I cannot think of the name of the school off the top of my head, but they've got a perfect display of how that works.
Foundation for Senior
Living. Thank you.
They got a great laboratory there.
It's things that you would think would work, but it's not. It's not. It's just, it's really a shame because there is a right way. And the overall thing that drives me nuts is that people are trying to save pennies on their cooling costs. I'm not against saving money, but your long-term payoff for this is, if you just want to burn that money, why don't you donate it to charity or nonprofit and actually put the money to use instead of just burning it out the window. It drives me nuts.
In this past particular week, we actually did talk several people into exercising their right of rescission and canceling the contracts. I did get a call from someone fairly high up in the organization, and we spent about 45 minutes on the phone, and he was trying to convince me, he was calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on how important attic ventilation was in Arizona.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.